Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of Pit Lane Parlay. I am your host, Mike Jokum. Frenchie is here. We are here to preview Portland, maybe talk about a few things. There's IndyCar news is a little quiet this week as the season kind of wraps up in the next 10 days. So I'd imagine there will be a bunch of rumors that come out, maybe not necessarily this weekend, but I think starting the finale weekend, especially after Indy Pro 2000 and USF 2000 are done this weekend in Portland, you'll start to see some Road to Indy stuff pop up. I think IndyCar news is right around the corner, if I am understanding correctly, in terms of some other stuff. So exciting times for the handful of seats that are left. I hope everybody enjoyed the Louis Foster interview from that came out on yesterday. So that was super exciting. It was a lot of fun. He's a good kid, and I had never talked to him before, didn't even know too much about him before we did the interview, but it was, and then obviously Laguna is next weekend, so a little bit of news that we can get to, but the good news is I will, in fact, be at Laguna. I have a meeting of my own out there, so I'm pretty pumped for that, and yeah, so I'm excited to be back in Laguna again. It's the nicest part of California. Nice beach weather, good seafood. It's a really good time out there. So I will be heading out there next weekend. And then then IndyCar season is over. And we can all talk about how the off season is too long or whatever else we want to complain about all winter. But I guess,
so you got to fly.
No, this is the first.
You're not driving to this race.
This is the first IndyCar race I've flown to since Long Beach, yeah. So it's been a while, but I think, you know what sucks is my flight on the way there, my connection is in Phoenix, which is fine. It's a tight connection. Like, I literally have, like, 31 minutes. But, you know, it's as long as there's no delays, shouldn't be an issue. My flight on the way back, my connection is in Atlanta, so I'm flying past Indiana to fly to Atlanta.
Yeah.
But it's what was cheap as Delta.
Is it United?
Yeah.
Oh, Delta. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't there, like, headquarters
it's
in Atlanta?
Fine. It was the cheapest one, so keep using that ad money, and then I don't have, you know, keep it under that, then I don't really care. But, oh,
maybe have to thank for
what
that ad
a
money.
Great question and a fantastic segue. Thank you to our friends at Java House. They are the reason why I am able to wake up every morning while I constantly travel around for racing and podcast stuff. They have 3 locations in Indy. And if you go to the website, if you're not in Indy, don't worry. Go to javahouse.com. Use promo code PITLANE10 for 10% off all your orders. I am ordering stuff to bring to family members for a little vacation I'm going on after the season ends. So I'm excited to share the love of Java House with others from other parts of the country. They've got cold brew, they've got cold brew concentrate, they've got cold brew K-cups, which you can actually just, like, pour into your glass with ice, or you can make hot coffee out of it, or tea. So lots of possibilities, and it's very good. I'll be meeting with them again next week for next year, so that is not the meeting I was previously discussing. Anyway, I don't really have any, like, non-racing topics because I'm a little bit worn down from, I've only been home for like 2 days in the past 2 weeks. So I don't know. Let's talk about IndyCar news.
Okay. First thing that I think is of note that we saw at least come out today when we're recording Wednesday is that multiple-time W Series champion Jamie Chadwick will be testing with Andretti in an Indy Lights car. And let me see where that's supposed to happen. Did we get that detail? Sebring on September 21st. So I'm excited to see that because, number one, we need just more female representation in the sport. And for some reason, F1 or F2, whatever, has no interest in moving Miss Chadwick up the ladder, even though she's done everything she needs to do to prove herself given what they've done in the W Series. So, hey, if she wants to come over here and, you know, hopefully show what she's made of, I think that'd be awesome.
She said some interesting things earlier this year, but I am interested to see how she does in an Indy Lights car, and if this means a ride next year, I'm very interested. We haven't had an Indy Lights female representation since, what, the early 2010s? Like Simona, Anna Beatrice era?
Yeah, Indy Lights has been devoid of, I think, female representation for a while. We've had in, like, Indy Pro 2000 or USF,
Sabre Cook
we've had
was
some
in
female
there.
Drivers, but no,
and
not Indy Lights.
I think there might have been one or two others. I'm sorry, I just don't remember, and I don't have it in front of me. All right, what's next?
We had a test that we can recap real quick at Portland, where we're obviously headed this weekend. I saw something, I think it was Marshall Pruitt that posted that the tire truck?
That was
like
the Laguna
several
test.
Hours late. Oh, that was Laguna.
Portland test is where Grosjean
so Portland was fine.
Wrecked his front suspension.
Yes, and Will Power led the test, even though he also damaged the front of his car. But so the test of the nine people that were there, there were, what, three teams there? So Will Power led it, followed by Colton Herta, Joseph Newgarden, Alexander Rossi, Scott McLaughlin, Devlin, Romain Grosjean, and then Kirkwood and Kellett. And so Will Power is a little under 2 seconds faster than Dalton. Dalton is approximately 7/10 slower than his own teammate, which that's a little startling.
Yeah, I mean, it's a test, so but you don't know what their
that's what the results what say.
Program they're running. Foyt's probably doing more long runs and less speed runs because they know they're not going to qualify high. So I don't put too much stock into a late season test like this.
What do you mean? They're going to win. Like, this is the way the race order is going to play out because this is what the test said. No, but is this good? Is this a good move by Penske, you think, to take this test and, like, or is it Ganassi kind of playing the smarter move because they know how good they were at Portland last year and they're just counting on that? And then they are taking advantage of a test opportunity
it's
at the
double points
finale.
Idiot.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Sorry. That was it.
I want it to be double points. No, I'm just kidding. That just triggered
everyone. I don't think it really makes a difference where you take. It's either you go, okay, I want to test in Portland and try to build a buffer going into Laguna, or I'm confident in how we did in Portland. So let's throw our testing eggs in Laguna. And I don't think either approach is necessarily wrong. So I think it's like, you know, talking just specifically Penske and Ganassi, I think, it just goes to show that they're trying to one-up each other and find a way to win. So this is what they're doing, and it is what it is. It's fine.
We should just make every race double points.
Good God. Are you trying to...
Then wouldn't that just nullify double points? It'd be perfect.
Then every race is just worse.
It'd be just as stupid. Like, he would just increase the points.
Will Power
yeah.
finishes with 1,200 points and sets a record for most points. No, points used to be, like, ridiculous back in the day. I remember looking at, like, AJ Foyt had, like, 3,000 points
year
or something like that.
Isn't that what IMSA kind of does?
I don't understand IMSA points to save my life. And I enjoy IMSA, but the points and the rules just make my head hurt.
Yeah. No, that's fair. I think Portland is going to be interesting. I guess we might as well get into it because our predictions are going to be completely useless.
Yeah, and don't forget when we recap predictions to go back to last week's and grab David's predictions. Okay.
Oh, I have David's right here.
Oh, and real quick,
to remind everyone,
if you go to the Indie Boys podcast page on social media, grab a Malukas Mania t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Because we spent about 90 minutes coming up with that design while I was sitting in the airport last week. So go check those out, buy them, and support both shows and our co-host.
Hopefully everyone gets both references.
Yes.
On that t-shirt.
It better.
Yeah.
I mean, probably
maybe,
not.
Maybe some of the younger people don't.
But I'm surprised Indie Boys did because they're all like half our age.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pit Pass Moto, sponsored by Moto America, is the show that keeps you up to speed on the latest in motorcycling and brings the biggest names in motorcycle racing right to you. From candid interviews with the top names in racing to providing insights into the trends and trendsetters driving the motorcycle industry, we have you covered. New episodes are available every Thursday at pitpassmoto.com and on your favorite podcast app. Ride on.
So, I'm proud of them.
True. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, it's a good job. I don't think there's much else news-wise, unfortunately.
All right, so
let me ask you this. Waiting on everything, pretty much.
I guess we can also mention Indy Lights finale. Oh, Indy Lights finale is Laguna with a doubleheader. So we could talk about...
Yep. So that's
totally.
Double points. 100%. That's what I meant.
We...
I'm just so used to it being
it's
double
like,
points. I don't know why.
It's been like 3 years,
automatically thought
it's
that.
It's okay. It has not been double
points. That it's not
points
been double
since
points?
Since COVID happened.
Oh, my God. I don't know what's going on with my brain today.
I'll help you through this. You know, listen, we've done a lot of recording today, and...
I don't pay attention to what the point number is, like, ever. I just...
Somebody
like,
came up to me...
finished first.
God,
but,
was it Nashville? It was this...
Yeah. Damn, I just discredited myself completely. I should just slunk out.
And they were like, how many points do you get if you finish in 12th place? I'm like, I know how many points you get if you finish in first place, and that is it. And last place. Otherwise, and I think
you
first
have 5 points
50,
in last place,
so
right?
Otherwise, with the most of 52, or 51 for fastest lap, or most laps led, sorry. This is not F1. So, yeah.
This is also why I think I'm confused because we just
I think
we
worked too much today.
I don't know. It's hard to keep it all
anyway.
Straight. Yeah, you know what? Let's take the rest of the day off.
So we have Portland Turn 1, which you know last year both Pelot and Dixon just decided you know we're just not going to take it. They were both in PNC Bank cars. This year we have Erickson and Dixon in PNC Bank car dual PNC Bank cars. The best I can describe it is Erickson has more blue, including the rear wing and the side of the front wing, the little end plates. So other than that, I can't really help you too much on what it looks like, but are we going to see let's put it this way. How many cars will be caught up in a lap one incident at Portland this year? Let's have some fun here. I'm going to set the over-under at 5.5. Okay.
I'm just taking the over on that one.
Yeah. Okay.
I think going to be a lot. Yeah. Every year we think they're going to maybe be cautious through there.
Yeah, I don't think they're that way. I think caution is out the window unless you are Joseph Newgarden or Will Power. I think those are the only two guys who could play it cautious and, you know, maybe just skip turn one and, you know, take a drop back five or six places just so they survive.
Yeah, there are some guys in the field, too, that I just think have no second thoughts about making contact with people and just shoving it up the inside. And this is, like, the perfect opportunity for them to just completely spear people and probably ruin their race and others. But, hey, if you keep doing it and never learn, you should still get a ride.
I sense some sarcasm in there.
Yeah, I'm just going off right now, but everyone can probably just infer, like, there are a few people who I'm, directing that at, but I'm not going to actually name names.
Speaking of liveries.
You can just guess.
I almost called him Dalton DeFrancesco. Devlin DeFrancesco is running a Jones Soda Co.
The super Canadian driver.
Running a Jones Soda Co. livery, which has been kind of like a smaller part of his car all year. I don't know. The black and blue is actually pretty meh to me, very underwhelming. But the rear wing with like the soda bottles is pretty damn cool.
I personally like the black and blue better than his normal livery.
I disagree, but fair. I mean,
I just like that color mix better. I guess, I don't know. I think the dark colors are cool. Unless it's like the Menards car when it's all that neon yellow and then it's awesome. But or the Pennzoil car where it's just bright yellow because that's amazing. But I don't know. So for some reason, like that orangish red and the yellow doesn't work for me as much.
Fair. Okay, so Portland, the race is, I think TV is at 3 p.m. Sunday afternoon on NBC. Green flag should probably be around 3:30. Qualifying Saturday is just after 3 p.m. as well. I will probably not be tweeting much until the race at all because I will Saturday I am going to the NHRA event. What do you call it? Race event? I don't know. Here in Indianapolis. I went last year for a couple hours, so girlfriend and I are going to go for like most of the day Saturday. And I'm super excited to check that out, but I will not be watching qualifying live. I'll just be casually checking in on my phone here and there. But for the race, we will definitely be watching live.
I want to see some videos from that NHRA event because I've still never been
to one. It's so loud. It's wild.
Yeah, that's what
it makes NASCAR seem quiet, and NASCAR, to me, is very loud. So it's cool. It's a really cool experience.
Where do they do it in Indy?
Indian IRP, Lucas Oil Raceway, whatever you want to call it, Cornfield, whatever Kroger Field, whatever name you want to give it for on a weekly basis. No, I'm adding
all those
names,
different names,
but definitely not Cornfield. I'm just being a goofball at this point. Yeah, no.
Not an indie native, so
also I have managed to injure myself recording this episode. I just literally sliced open the back of my foot on my chair, and there is blood dripping down my leg right now. So I want you guys to know I have literally suffered. I bleed. Yes, I bleed.
He bleeds for
you. I bleed for this sport.
He bleeds for this sport.
I just look down. I'm like, wow, my leg hurts. I don't know why it hurts. Oh, there's blood dripping down the back of my foot right now. That's cool. So I guess on that lovely note,
hopefully no one's
I think
squeamish.
We have to thank one other partner before we make predictions.
Yeah, Athletic Greens. I took it this morning, so I don't know why I lost that in my mind that it was not double points, but oh well. It actually does help, take my word for it. Because when I don't take it, I really do notice a difference in terms of my attention and energy level. It tastes pretty good, especially if you mix it with orange juice like I do. And it's just easy because it's a powder. You put a little scoop of it in a cup in the morning instead of having to take like all these vitamins and supplements. And I don't know, it's endorsed by people that are probably much more reputable than me, but I took it before I even, you know, knew they were a sponsor of the podcast, and hopefully I can get a deal out of that. Maybe Athletic Greens can hook me up with like a lifetime supply or something.
Ooh.
But we'll see. In the meantime, go to athleticgreens.com/emerging, and I believe they will hook everyone up who uses that code with 5 travel packs, which are helpful because I do it like the very, I don't know, how would you describe it? Like the super budget, like weirdo way where I just like scoop the amount into small Ziploc bags and transport those through the airport, which I'm always afraid I'm going to get stopped with, like,
definitely
this
drugs.
Greenish,
I mean, don't lie. You are the substance. Next wave of IndyCar drug smuggling.
No. Well, I don't know what adaptogens are, so I can't vouch for those. But hey, if that's some sort of a drug substance, it's working for me. Anyway, yeah, you get 5 travel packs and vitamin D. So go to athleticgreens.com/emerging and you will notice a difference. I'm telling you.
Thank you again. Let's see here. Let's pull up the standings. We will do... What did we do last week? I know we switched it up.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the picks that David had, and it's Pato, Dixon, and
Okay, Ilott. So we did 1 in the top 8, 1 in the middle 8, and 1 in the bottom. Yeah. That's 1 in the top 7, 1 in the middle 7, 1 in the bottom. All right. So,
okay.
Top 7 or 8, whatever, who cares? Make your pick first. Who did he take again?
Those 3. Pato, Scott Dixon, and Callum Ilott.
Okay, so he did 2 in the top and 1 outside the top. All right, so we will stick with that. We will do 2 in the top 12 and 1 outside the top 12.
Okay. I think it's going to be hard to bet against Colton because he seems to like turn it on for these last couple road courses.
Against my better judgment, I will take Will Power.
Oh, man. Did you just jinx him? Did you just lose him the championship? So,
I don't really apologize, so, yeah.
All right, Will Power fans, apparently you can take it out on Mike. Okay, so my other pick within the top 12, you said, is just going to be Scott Dixon, because even though he's in third place, Malik's, if you picked the leader of... Oh, he picked... Damn it! It's too hard not to pick him at Portland because he's a magician. Or what does Connor Daly call him? A wizard? You know what? Then we're going with Erickson. Because I think his average is still like the highest.
I will take Alex Rossi for my other pick inside the top 12. Outside the top 12.
Go out with a bang with Andretti? Outside the top 12. Who should I pick on the road course here? Let's go with Devlin, actually. Let's see how he does. He had a test, so maybe that gives him an advantage over others.
Takuma Sato. All right. Well, this is our second to last race preview. Back next week to recap Portland, talk about Laguna before I hit the road, and... Yeah, I think that's it. So,
it is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.